Welcome to Deep, where we invite you to take the plunge and dive deeper into a daily encounter with God's living word. Journey with a collection of personal reflections of other souls as we all draw nearer and deeper to God's heart.
Hi everyone, I'm Eve Santos. Today's gospel is from Mark chapter 16, verses 15 to 18. And he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and they will recover." Chapter 16 talks about how Jesus has risen, who saw him first, where he first appeared, and how he told his disciples to go into the world and preach the gospel to the whole nation. These are powerful verses that gives us the signs of being a believer and our mission as Christians, that each one of us are called to proclaim the good news to the whole world, that we are to speak with the language of love and kindness, and because we believe in Him, we can withstand anything. I think this was years ago when I attended one session of the feast, where all first-timers are called in front, and there was this attendee who was very sick. We prayed for her, we laid our hands on her, we felt her pain, we cried with her, we embraced her, and after that, she told us that she felt better, for she felt loved and accepted by the community. Brothers and sisters, this is the power that we have as humans, and as Christians, I believe this should be our core. Love and compassion towards others. One sincere kamusta ka, one hug, or even one tap on the shoulder, just to show that we are there for someone, makes a lot of difference to that person. Brothers and sisters, join me in prayer. Lord, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for all that we are. May you light our paths, and may you guide us in helping someone else's path towards you. May you help us find the right words to heal and calm our senselessness and hardened hearts. Amen. Thank you for joining me today in Deep, Daily Encounter Enrichment Podcast. God bless you all.